Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Greetings. You're listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is your host, Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with my co-host, Rose Marcus. Welcome back, Rose.
Hi, Kristen. How are you today?
Doing well. Doing well. We are at the end of August and just about to enter September. Mercury has just stationed direct again in Leo, 21 degrees. But before we talk about all the turnarounds and about faces and opportunities that exist in the coming weeks, I just wanted to let everybody know that we are so excited. We have an upcoming online virtual conference, an evolutionary astrology conference, which is just loaded with absolutely incredible lectures. The depth is, in my opinion, unparalleled. Lectures I have never heard given in evolutionary astrology, at least in this context. And Rose and I will both be there presenting, and I want you to share with the listeners what you're going to teach at this conference, October 3rd through the 6th. But, you know, one of the ones that really stood out to me is a talk by David Green that is called "Why Did I Choose My Family?" So many people are so interested in this particular area. Just the early childhood dynamics. We all choose our family. We choose our upbringing for our own evolutionary purposes. I'm super excited to hear about that one. Another amazing topic by Jason Hawley is evolutionary astrology and sexual healing. I mean, look at the diversity right there. What are you going to talk about? Remind us.
Well, and I also want to inform listeners that each one of the presentations is a two-hour lecture, right?
We are understanding that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that's like an individual workshop. Our conference is like a series of individual workshops all centered around the teachings of evolutionary astrology. It's going to be brilliant, actually. I'm speaking on one of my favorite subjects, which is the secondary progress chart. And what I call that chart is the progress of your evolution. So from the moment that you take your first breath, this is evolution in motion, and your chart is moving along as well, too. So from the evolutionary perspective, looking at the secondary progress chart is just a wealth of information. It's just such a brilliant study. So I'm excited to share all that.
When I first got into astrology, someone explained it this way, that we're not static beings, right? We're always evolving. So we have our birth chart, which is occurs right at the moment of our birth. We know that. What are the intentions for our life? Where have we been in other times? What are we here to accomplish? And so that chart is an evolving thing, and you can see it through the progressions, right? How we are being thrown into certain turns or feeling a certain energy that really propels us into certain lessons or experiences. So the progress chart is so validating for our experience. And I would say the progress moon is a big one, right? Because the moon is how we're experiencing our reality, our emotional reality on a moment-to-moment basis. We are human beings having this emotional experience. We are actually souls having emotional experience, the human experience. And so it's the emotional body linked with the moon that really dictates how we are experiencing life. Sometimes we feel really tender and vulnerable. Sometimes we're feeling very fiery and empowered. Sometimes we need to take things slow and be more grounded in our approach to things. So we can always see this reflected in the progressed moon within that chart. And the moon is the symbol that we look to in evolutionary astrology that has to do with, you know, how the soul enters the water, the emotional body. We evolve through those waters, through the emotional experiences that we have. So knowing where your progress moon is also really powerful and important, because it's going to be likely in a very different place than where your natal moon was when you were born. So I know there's other symbols you're looking at, progress Mars, etc. Wow, key indicators for evolutionary gates. That's going to be very rich, very deep. Every lecture is going to be very deep. I'm talking about evolving the fire of your soul's desire. Now, while we evolve through the emotional body, it's Mars, which is our desire nature as souls, that will dictate the rate and speed of our evolution. The question is, you know, well, why is that? Because Mars is the choice-making planet. And so you might have a desire, but until you make that choice to go after something, you know, you're not going to evolve on the journey of this, of your soul. I mean, it really takes following through with those desires, using your choices like that fire or lighting a match that will allow your soul to move through those turns or into those landscapes that you do feel your soul calling you into. So I'm super passionate about Mars. Of course, Rose, you know that, because we can't evolve without it. And what I'm going to teach is what are the desires that your soul came into this life with? The unresolved desires from the past. What are those desires occurring in this life that can lead you forward? And where is it that your soul is headed? What desires, like a wave separating from the sea, what desires are you going to go after that will contribute to your evolution? Super excited about that talk as well. So there's a little taste of what's going to happen at that virtual conference, October 3rd through the 6th. We're all going to be together, this giant group. I say giant, I don't know, there's like 14 of us. Super excited to come together in community, especially at a time right now when the planet just feels so on edge, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, very much. Well, you can hear the enthusiasm that we have for this conference, and please come join us. And there is a discounted fee, Kristen.
A discount code, if you put Rose10 or Kristen10, it'll give you a 10% off. And go ahead and check that out at jwgaea.com or email Rose or myself if you have any questions about it.
Fantastic. And now that we have our little bit of advertising out of the way, we have quite a jam-packed month coming up.
Oh,
and so we're just at the end of the month, and as Kristen mentioned a moment ago, oh, good to have another Mercury retrograde out of the way. But we're not quite out of the shadow period. Mercury began retrograde in the sign of Virgo and backed into Leo. It is continuing through the... Excuse me, I'm just losing my voice there. It is continuing through Leo until the 8th of September when it will move back into Virgo and clear the post-shadow period by about the 12th. So a lot of times, you know, what I say near the end of the retrograde cycle is that you can start moving ahead even before that retrograde ends. And you have that forward motion. But I was, you know, because September is that get back to it month, and the fact that Mercury is in Leo over this first week, I think you have a little bit more of a margin if you want to indulge a little bit more in summer and, you know, enjoy yourself just a little bit more before you really get down to the work end of things.
Yeah, I mean, you think about with the sun recently being in Leo and then we had Mercury retrograde in Leo, it really threw you into like the heart of the matter, right? What is it that's driving your purpose, your passion? What's setting your heart on fire? What's lighting you up? And the Mercury retrograde is going to tell you what really does it for you. And then as it retrogrades back into Virgo and then moves direct again, as it moves direct back into Virgo after Leo, then you can start getting back to work, as you mentioned, getting into the details that can make that thing fly that you've been dedicating your heart and soul to. You know, really put in your time, roll up your sleeves. I mean, just love the work that you're doing. A labor of love, I like to call it, with that Leo-Virgo combination. What is a labor of love for you? What would you just... what means more to you than really anything to dedicate that kind of time and attention to a discipline really as well? So with the natural trine to Capricorn from Virgo, there, it does require a discipline, whether you're working on a health regime or working on a book or working on a project or, you know, anything that you're trying to improve and perfect. And one thing I came across, I don't know why, I've never heard this, Rose, after all this time. I mean, it's been like, what, 25, 27 years now as an astrologer. And the word retroshade, I know I've heard this one other time, I've never used it, but I'm using it this time. So the retroshade is the shadow period after Mercury's move direct. So that essentially now until the 12th of September, we will be in this retroshade period, which basically means it's not going to be as tumultuous potentially as the retrograde. It was for a lot of people a very difficult one. Wow, did I ever get bombarded with stories about this recent one? And so what it does is it offers solutions from the retrograde period. And you can feel yourself working out the kinks and working through things. Maybe the wheels aren't moving quite as fast as you want to yet, but you feel them moving at least. And so that's the benefit. And the details are going to be really important too, like just getting a little bit more information, how to tweak this, how to tweak that. And then I think you're going to be feeling a big shift by the middle of September.
Yeah, we have some really good transits in the middle towards the end of September. So we're still on that kind of build up curve. And, with Mercury in the sign of Virgo, with Virgo month, you know, it's bit by bit, step by step. One piece, the next piece, you know, so, and to recognize that you might not have all the tools in the toolkit right just yet, but that you're on your way to it. It's all a process, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we are starting September with a big bang. I don't know. Hopefully it's not a bang, but it's a big boom. It's a statement making day. So September 1st, it's Sunday. We have Uranus stationing retrograde at 27 degrees of Taurus. And Pluto on the same day is backing into Capricorn for the last time. It will be in Capricorn until November 18th. Interesting. Through this election period in November, we're going back to this, I don't know, you know, Capricorn's all about history and the old ways, the old days. I think of white men in suits. Sorry, but I just... you know, the woman in me is like, okay, so we got 2.5 more months of Capricorn, Pluto backing into Capricorn at that last degree, 29 degrees. And so I find that so interesting, Rose, because with Uranus stationing retrograde, Uranus is this very liberating energy. It's like, I've had enough. I'm going to rebel. I need something new in my life and my love and my home and my world and my work, whatever it might be. And with Pluto, a retrograde of any planet does suggest it is a Uranian phenomenon, right, Rose? So retrograde carries that Uranian influence. It's a non-conforming energy when it's retrograde. So how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I think that this is very, very productive. And so the first thing I have to say is that when outer planets turn retrograde, like a Uranus retrograde, it's not quite the same as a Mercury turning retrograde because it's an outer planet. You may not feel it as eventful. You know, it might not be like, oh, all of a sudden the carpet's been pulled or what have you. But any retrograde influence is an individuation archetype. We get to examine, we pull back, our perspective, shifts while we are in observation mode of the circumstances of our life. And Uranus in the sign of Taurus, anyway, is about reinventing that evaluation process anyway. That's a 7-year transit of resonating with what has value and meaning in some kind of new way. Now, when the retrograde happens, that allows for that process to go even sharper into focus, even more dynamic in terms of pinpointing. You know, we're working through this process of how do I feel about that? What's the value to me? What's it worth for me to continue on in this way? You know, what if I were to reinvent, you know, how would I, you know, what would that do for me? Or, you know, how it, all of that kind of dynamic. So as Uranus turns retrograde, you know, it is clarifying in terms of that focus in on whatever it is that you need to get clearer about regarding value, regarding the worth, regarding the meaning of whatever it is that you're focusing in on. And along with that, Pluto, which is already retrograde, and it's just come out of the sign of Aquarius, by the way, you know, so this is again accelerating the dynamic on seeing things in a new light, seeing things in a new way, being confronted with new realities, right? And this, it's very interesting because from September 1st to November 19, Pluto will be transiting at 29 degrees of Capricorn. And that degree in astrology called the anoretic degree, you know, is considered to be, you know, a difficult degree. And what that is really is, you know, it's a collapse degree, right? You know, this is where things are falling apart, you know, and with Pluto in Capricorn, Pluto's intention is to dismantle the structure, right? You know, the structure of consciousness, the structure of the reality that is not functioning in a way that best supports the evolution of the present moment, whatever it might be, right? You know, so for me, it's like, you know, that 29 degrees, it's a faltering or, you know, a collapse archetype, which is exactly what Pluto's intention is for this Capricorn archetype, to dismantle the judgment patterns that say, the conditioning patterns, the rationale that says, I have to keep going the same because if I don't, you know, something, you know, I'll lose it, you know, whatever it might be, you know, that seems to you precious, which again, precious value is that Uranus retrograde. So both of these transits working together are meant to accelerate a shift of consciousness so that we can start now implementing. We start to perceive what we are currently facing. We start to perceive that in a new way. As we start to perceive that in a new way, we find new avenues for being able to take some steps forward. You know, Mercury moving into Virgo, that's one step after the other step, right? You know, so all of this is adding up to assisting us to move to the next level, whatever that might be. And on the 2nd of September, we have a new moon in the sign of Virgo, and that new moon is accompanied by Mars surpassing the square to Neptune, and that's in the sign of Gemini. That transit is exposing, revealing, it's informing, right? You know, Mars is in the sign of Gemini. So we have this kind of bunch up here, the first and the second of the month here, to help us to move through. It's kind of like, you know, the Neptune piece is the fog piece of it, that uncertainty, I don't really know. Well, Uranus retrograde is shifting the attention, shifting the perspective, shifting the evaluation process so that we can move through the, you know, the inertia, move through the cement, move through that crystallized, like why do you continue to, you know, oh, it's just a silly thing, but do you remember that old kind of wives' tale? You know, it's kind of like, why are you cutting the ends off the meatloaf?
I've never heard that.
I don't know, because my mother always did it.
I love the ends. Why would they do that?
You know, it's like, why are you perpetuating more of the same if it isn't working for you?
Mm.
Why are we perpetuating more of the same if it isn't working for us? You know, let's get real here. You know, let's get down to the bottom lines here of what is working and what isn't. Right?
You know, the word that came to mind when I was thinking about this, I'm going to restate this again. Okay, so September 1st on Sunday, we have Uranus, which is all about liberating change and breakthroughs and a radical way forward and freeing ourselves in some way. Is stationary retrograde in Taurus. So that is definitely going to unearth a lot of change and opportunity and pave new roads for yourself and others. And then we've got Pluto that's been in Aquarius, ruled by that Uranus, also stationing or also retrograding back into Capricorn. And so I feel like I don't want to put too much weight on that one day because it's really a period of transition. You're coming through an evolutionary gate. We are all moving through an evolutionary gate now. We're all on the planet at this same time experiencing a lot of, I would call this a fulcrum. The word fulcrum comes to mind, which is the point on which a lever rests or is supported and on which it pivots. A thing that plays a central role in an activity, event, or situation. You know what it's like to be resting on a fulcrum where at any point in time something could shift and vibrationally or just in terms of just an energy that can change immediately. It's like finally getting the news that you've been waiting for, holding your breath surrounding. As soon as the information comes in, you can breathe again and your whole vibration changes. That's a fulcrum energy or a moment. So that's what this feels like moving into September. Although we're all moving through this process now. Personally, collectively, there's so much I feel that is on the line for all of us in many ways. Again, collectively and potentially for some of you. Personally, it just depends on the transits. And Rose, thank you so much for bringing this up around the new moon, because when we think about the new moon, we're always thinking about that blank slate or that new opportunity. And Mars and Neptune, things can be very nebulous and foggy and uncertain. And as soon as Mars comes through that turn, it's like the clouds can part. You can, you know, the curtains part. You can finally see what you need to see so you know how to move forward. And, you know, that is going to be a relief in many respects. So you know how to direct your energy, you know how to prepare, and you know how to plan.
We have to move to a break. We'll be right back.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, kristenfontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on kristenfontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
All right, we are back and discussing this new moon in Virgo on the 2nd, Monday, September 2nd. And I'm always looking at ways that we can offset some of the stress. For example, this Mars-Neptune square that's occurring on that day, I think it will be revealing. But we also have, you know, what we have been experiencing is Uranus and Neptune in forming a sextile. And the way that I see this, the Neptune is such the, it's this ethereal, spiritual, otherworldly energy. It can also be the energy that creates the fog, but at its best, it can be very uplifting and feel like you're getting the kind of support, the invisible support that we all need when we're moving through something that's challenging. And as it sextiles Uranus in Taurus, which is, you know, our life on Earth is Taurus, it can feel like there's a bridge between two worlds. And even if you can't see the support, you are feeling the support. And so that's also an important lesson when we're working through a lot of Earth energy, is that, you know, this, the way that we access spiritual resources becomes paramount. And it helps us move through any kind of planetary pressure we might be experiencing. If you know your chart well and you're experiencing transits that are difficult, and you know that your soul is having to move through certain turns, so oftentimes these can be tests to see, will you reach for those other realms? Will you surrender and ask for guidance? Will you rise to this evolutionary occasion? So there is that opportunity here as well at this new moon. Moving forward.
Yeah, and I want to say a couple things as well, too, is first of all, with Pluto backing up into Capricorn and Uranus in the sign of Taurus, both are in Earth signs, and that's a lovely trine. Uranus and Pluto are continuing to stay in trine right through moving, both of them moving into new signs. Uranus moving into Gemini next year and so on. So we've got really good transits out of that. So Pluto and Uranus are both on the same page for making significant core change and coming up with something new. And that, thank you for mentioning that Neptune sextile. But where Neptune really sits is the midpoint between that Uranus and Pluto trine, right? Mm-hmm. You know, so that makes that, you know, Neptune, of course, is a surrender archetype, but I always talk about it as potential. Right, you know, potential is on brew with that Neptune at that 29 degree position in that lovely midpoint between those two. And that potential is going to go on for a significant period of time. The Mercury position on this new moon, it's 11 degrees Virgo. So if you have anything around that phase here, then you're going to be picking up the energy of this new moon. Mercury's in the sign of Leo, and we talked about that. You know, it's this idea of cluing into what would be in your best interests and cluing into what would be best for me and the way I, you know, what's going to fulfill me in that way, as Kristen talked about earlier. But the Mercury position is in a in an adjustment aspect, the quincunx, to Pluto, to Neptune as well, too, and on its way to a square to planet Uranus, which happens a little bit later in the month. I can't find it right now. On its way to doing that. But the point to make with that is the Mercury position in Leo, you may have figured some things out, but you don't have all the information yet. You have not all of the potential that is ripe and ready, or not all of the solutions are quite visible just as of yet. And this is a matter of spending the time. I wrote this in my column, time is a resource, it's a tool, right? You know, and this is something to partner up with time. Do what you can to do for right now and recognize that tomorrow might provide you with some more that's going to make that drop into place.
Exactly. I think that, you know, that Mercury moves into a square to Uranus within the first 10 days of September. And so, you know, that you call that an adjustment aspect, maybe even the first week. I'll give you the exact date.
It's the 6th of September. I've just found that.
Okay.
Which is interesting. That's just before it moves into Virgo. So on the 6th, we have Mercury square Uranus. And on the 7th, Sun opposes Saturn. Right. So by the time we get to that, that Mercury moving into Virgo, you know, it's actually perfectly timed, I think, for really, you know, step by step along the way, we are getting there.
Another big transit early on, September 5th, Mars, action Mars, moves into the sign of Cancer. Is that correct on the 5th?
On the 4th, yes, on the 4th, yes.
Late on the 4th. What time on the 4th? Do you have that?
I do, 12:46.
At like noon?
Yeah, around noon.
All right, so that's a game changer, everybody. I mean, you've got Mars and Gemini, which, you know, it really can, you can experience extremes under Mars and Gemini. You can experience, you know, two things being true at the same time. Really good things happening, really hard things happening. It can be just so many balls in the air, you don't know which one to go after first. But as Mars moves into Cancer, you go from air to water, and it goes from this mental chatter to this emotional, everything's being driven by how something feels. And I really do love, when Mars enters Cancer, I mean, when I say love, I mean, we can feel more vulnerable under that transit, but we don't do things unless it feels right for us to do it, right, under that transit. It's like we need to be emotionally connected to what we're driving, what we're pursuing, what we're doing. It can't just look good on paper, right? We have to be completely all in emotionally, and I think that's what the Mars and Cancer transit will allow you to do. It sure can help you make decisions pronto, you know?
Absolutely, and Mars and Cancer is about addressing those vulnerabilities, those insecurities, and figuring out, again, what is going to nurture and nourish you the best, right? Yeah, we're going to move to a break. We've got lots to talk about with the Mars and Cancer leash.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KRISTIN Fontana.com.
Have you ever wondered why you are here on this planet and what the point to all of this is? Evolutionary astrology is a natural science that allows for an understanding of the evolutionary journey of the soul from life to life. Evolutionary astrology provides a vehicle to understand prior life dynamics that have led to the reason and purpose for the life you live. It offers a depth of information and insights about each person that no other type of astrology can provide. As Jeffrey Wolf Green, the founder of evolutionary astrology, says,
"For those who wish to unveil the depth of who you actually are, I would highly recommend that you seek out qualified evolutionary astrologers such as Kristen Fontana and other graduated students of the School of Evolutionary Astrology. For those who are considering becoming an astrologer to make it a natural career, I'd recommend that you consider Jeffrey Wolf Green's School of Evolutionary Astrology, where it will assist you in answering and your clients answering big questions. Why am I here? Thanks for listening. God bless."
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
So, you know, Mars is a 6-week transit through a sign, so it is going to be in Cancer until November 3rd, and then it's going to go into Leo. So Mars in Cancer is about feeling your way along to what will be, you know, making you feel more secure at the base, right? You know, and this and deals with, again, responding to the triggers of your emotional body, which I think goes along with everything that we said earlier about the Uranus retrograde and Mars backing into Capricorn here. You know, we have to now feel our way along what kind of decisions we're going to make, you know. So, and Mars is the embodiment of soul desires. It's instincts and impulses. So these are triggers, you know, those instincts and impulses, they are for us to pay attention to, you know, what do you feel? You know, get into your body. How does it feel? So I was telling a client just the other day, you know, she's like, how do I decide? I said, well, take a step back and ask your body what it feels, you know, like, you know, because the Mars in Gemini is the mind, right? The mind is full of too much chatter. And the point I wanted to make about the Mars transit is because we're entering into this Mars in Cancer right now, it's going to go to the 3rd of November, and then Mars is going to enter into Leo, and at the beginning of December through the end of January, I think it is, we will have Mars retrograde in the sign of Leo. By the end of February, middle of February there sometime, Mars will be back to Cancer. So it won't finish this transit that we are in through until May. You know, the moving from between Cancer right now, backing into retrograding in Leo, backing into Cancer one more time, and then out of Leo all the way through until spring, to the beginning of May.
Yeah, so it's a six. It's really November to May, that window, because you mentioned Mars being a six-week process, but you said early November is when. That's because it's already slowing down at that time. It's already coming into its shadow, so it's really like a two-month period with Mars, you know, in that, well, longer than that, right? So Mars will be in Cancer until early November, that's 2 months, and then it enters Leo, and it is slowing down in November. I mean, think about that, slowing down in November, and we'll move retrograde around, what is it, the 5th of December, something like that.
Yeah, it's the 5th or 6th, and I have the dates here. By January 6th to April 17, Mars will be revisiting Cancer.
Yeah. Right. So from November till May, for all of us, with Mars will be retrograde, moving through shadows, Venus will be retrograde in that window at some point. I will be talking about the Mars retrograde transit during the virtual conference when I'm discussing Mars in terms of your soul's desire. We're going to get into this retrograde transit, Rose and myself, when we get closer to that period of time on this show. But it is such an important reflection point for us all. And if you think about politically what's going to be going on with a Mars retrograde, it's, you know, we're not going to know everything right away. Things, there's going to be some fallout, some, you know, there's going to be a lot to navigate, I believe, at the end of this year and early into January with that. But know that from November of this year till May of next year, it is a window where you're not going to want to rush something. You're going to really want to make sure There's going to be checkpoints within your soul. You're going to want to make sure something feels right. If you're thinking about relocating to another state or place, really checking things out, maybe you go visit it a few times, you're not going to want to rush into anything at that period. So allow for the retrograde. It's not like a Mercury retrograde. It's really a time where you're like, the things that you used to want, you may not want anymore. And it's going to reveal that for you. This doesn't light my fire over here anymore. I need to find out what is really going to do it for me so I can experience my own soul evolving, so I can experience this relationship growing. So whatever it might be, whether it's the work you're doing in the world or the relationship you're in, you will know it's going to be illuminated under that transit.
Absolutely. So that Mars in Cancer, you know, what do I need? And Mars in Leo, what do I want? Right? You know, so these things are on this trajectory of taking your time to actually figure that out, feel your way along. Mercury ends, Mars ends its tour of Cancer at the start of November, and the election is shortly after that. So Mars will be in Leo for the USA election. And hopefully by that time, you are brave enough to vote for your higher and better interests. And just for the month of September, I have to say that Mars starts the month with a square to Neptune and ends the month with a trine to Saturn.
Oh, I love
so
that.
I think that that's a nice bookend for the month.
Yeah, I think that's a mic drop. We could just end the show right here. Okay, we have more to talk about. We've even got eclipse season coming up in September.
Oh, goodness, yes. So we have on the 17th of September, the 18th of September, depending on where you live, we have a partial lunar eclipse. And the partial lunar eclipse in the series, it's interesting because it is the last partial eclipse in the series. The next batch of it will be full. So that's kind of interesting on its own. And I just have to find my page here to see. So the lunar eclipse takes place at 25 degrees of Pisces. So sun and moon are at 25 degrees of Pisces. The moon is very close to Neptune, which is 28 at the time. And interesting to note during the eclipse, of course, an eclipse is relative to the sun and moon in relationship to the nodal axis, which is still going through Aries and Libra, so we're still working out that dynamic here. The moon is balsamic to the north node, which is a seeding archetype here. At the time of this partial lunar eclipse, Mercury and Saturn are in a direct opposition. Mercury is in the sign of Virgo, and it's opposing Saturn. Interestingly, on the full moon of last month, the 19th of August, which was just an incredible full moon, Venus was at the position of an exact opposition to Saturn, which is very interesting. So this is quite interesting. For us in Canada here, that's the day that Air Canada pilots have announced that if they don't get a deal, they're going on strike. And that's kind of interesting because, you know, Mercury retrograde rules things like strikes. It's direct at that point in time, but Mercury in Virgo, work shortage, you know, it's a possibility. So lots of potentials. How do you feel about this eclipse?
Well, yeah, I mean, it feels very mixed to me because, but there's a lot of support as well. And there's never some perfect planetary configuration. We're always going to see stress in places and support in others. But, you know, we've got this kite pattern that's showing up. I've talked about the kite pattern before. It's involving those three outer planets we were talking about before with Neptune at the top, Uranus on one wing, Pluto on the other. This is all at the top of this kite. And at the bottom of the kite, we have the sun. We've got the eclipse, full moon eclipse up in Pisces, conjunct Neptune. And we've got the sun in Virgo at the tail of the kite. When you think about Virgo at the tail of the kite, it's the things that you want to rise above. When we can get really worried with all the Virgo energy, we can fixate on what's wrong instead of what's right. And when we look at the kite, it can allow us to embrace all of the, as the words you use, Rose, so beautifully with Pisces, the potential of what can be. What is it going to take to turn the tide? Sometimes it's our mental, the mental reel that plays within ourselves. We want to lean with what's right first instead of what's wrong. We want to come through that filter of what we do have. Anything that is not working will come through that filter of what we do have and will dissipate that energy to allow us to manifest something better, whether it's a state of healing or a state of acceptance, compassion, or really tapping into your divine potential. So that's definitely there. Mars is in Cancer, squaring the nodal axis. It's going to... the greatest growth happens when we're really on our knees at times or feeling our most vulnerable. It really requires that element of surrender, but also to just to slip out of old clothing, to let go of the side of the pool, to move away from resistance and fear, and to just, you know, dive in head first to what's calling for us. And so that is all absolutely a part of this eclipse. And Saturn opposing Mercury in Virgo is all about changing mindsets, like, you know, really telling yourself a different story, one that actually works for you and helps you and helps us, helps this world, and focusing on a better day.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad that you brought up the idea of the kite influence as well, too. You know, the eclipse, you know, the interpretation of the eclipse out there, you know, some of the writings that I've seen talks about this as being enormous loss, right? You know, but the sun is forming a grand trine with Pluto and Uranus. And by the way, this is not only a partial lunar eclipse, but it's a super moon too, right? You know, so it's in dynamic. That moon is in a balsamic relationship to the north node. And this is, again, a suggestion, just as I said, about the Neptune piece, is some potentials. So if things dissolve, hopefully it'll be something that dissolves that is meant to disappear, so that what is right, what is appropriate for you, what is opportune, what that which holds true potential can rise to the surface, right? You know, so I love this full moon for that. Venus and Jupiter are forming a lovely trine.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of support with this. And Mars is in a position, I mentioned this in previous radio shows, that for a few months here we've had Ceres squaring the nodal axis. So this has been really, you know, Ceres is like a secondary Pluto in terms of the whole metamorphic process of regenerative, you know, and I always think of these things of loss and return, or with Ceres I always suggest seasons, right? You know, so a new spring starting here. And with that Mars now in square to the nodal axis, Ceres is finally dissipating that square and Mars is picking that up. I think it's a very dynamic in terms of a resurrection, or, you know, even a bit of a springboard to get you to the next level, right? You know, so I think that this is really interesting. And I also found this an interesting point to make. Mercury is a trigger for whatever, you know, it picks up the energy of whatever else is going on. The Mercury position at 14 degrees picks up the Saturn-Jupiter square that is currently ongoing, and that 14 degrees will be repeated on the 24th of December. And this, it seems to me to be a work in progress that is going to take us to the end of the year. And has more kind of energy, or more dynamic, or more relevancy to the end of 2025 as well, too, to November, December of next year, when Saturn and Neptune are going to be joined around the end of Pisces as well, too. So I think that whatever we're in right now, these potentials. You know, we're getting hints of it now. We're getting to the starting line of that. And it could take us to the end of the year and take us all the way to the end of next year to realize kind of full circle on it.
Yeah, Definitely. And, you know, mentioning this strong transit at the end of September with Saturn trining Mars, I mean, Saturn is securing your life in some way. If you felt lost at sea or not feeling like you're moving in a clear direction, this is going to give you a clear direction. It's going to give you a little more emotional confidence, courage. I love how the month closes.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
If you're like the 8 out of 10 women that say finding jeans that fit is a problem, well, your problem is solved. Lee Jeans has done extensive research, and they have jeans that fit. There's even an online Lee Fit Finder so you can find the right fit for you. Imagine jeans that instantly slim you with a custom fit and no gap waistband. And guys, kids, Lee has jeans for you too. Click through to Lee's Jeans on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and get what fits.
Take one step towards spirit. Spirit will take 1,000 steps toward you. Come explore the world of evolutionary astrology with Rose Marcus. Rose Marcus is well known for her heartfelt passion, sensitive counseling skills, and dedication to helping others. You can now study evolutionary astrology from the comfort of your own home through live teleconference classes with Rose. To register for the next evolutionary astrology school, to read your in-depth monthly horoscope, or to book a private astrology with Rose Marcus, please visit her website, www.rosemarcus.com.
Oh man, it never fails. My suitcase just got ripped apart.
Life is a journey. Make it a pleasant one. Use Samsonite. You know the name. For almost a century, Samsonite Luggage has proved itself to be the worldwide leader in innovative travel solutions. Let it be yours. Visit HealthyLife.net's affiliate Samsonite on our homepage and click to look at the fine luggage from suitcases to golf travel bags. And don't forget, take a look at their travel accessories. Make life a journey, a pleasant one. With Samsonite.
In college, I took a lot of history and liberal arts classes, and frankly, I don't remember much of any of it. But as an adult, I found myself engrossed in fascinating programs on the A&E and History Channel. They pretty much helped me to be pretty impressive at social functions, and I just found out today that I can purchase DVDs of my favorite A&E and History Channel programs right through HealthyLife.net. You should visit HealthyLife.net and order your favorite A&E and History Channel program DVDs as well, and then discover how many people you can impress during your next social occasion.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
We have come to the end of our time.
No way.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We've taken all our breaks. We're done?
We've taken all of our breaks. Yeah.
Okay. Well, gosh, it's been a journey and a joy with you always, and I do feel hope in so many of these symbols. Of course, life can challenge us at every turn. It's just what life is about, and it can surprise us and delight us as well. So we're hoping you experience it all, and that you really move through these waters with grace and empower yourself in the months ahead. We'll be back again the end of September to shine a light forward for us all. Until next time, namaste.
Find out about Kristen Fontana and get your free weekly astrological forecast on her website, KristenFontana.com. Read articles written by the founder of evolutionary astrology, Jeffrey Wolf Green. Evolutionary astrology is a spiritual perspective astrology from Pluto's point of view, and what a view it is. You can even order a detailed personalized chart that tells you about your past, present, and future. You'll also discover where and when Kristen's upcoming conferences, workshops, and appearances will be on KristenFontana.com. That's KristinFontana.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, I'm feeling relaxed already.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.